This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, that's sincerely 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. If you're not part of the solution, you know what it is, right? You're part of the problem. But you already know that. I shouldn't have to keep telling you. You need to be aware. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be... Just please pay attention. How about we start off there? Just pay attention. All right. So I don't know if some of you caught it this morning. I was on Newsmax, and they played a clip that I got to tell you, it just poked me in the head. That's how mad it got me, and the madness came in the form because we listen to these people. You know, they'll never give President Trump the amount of time he should get. But when it comes to Pelosi and her crew, they get all kinds of crazy time on video. And half the time, you can't even understand what the heck she's saying. Right? Would you agree with that? So I want to play you this clip from MSNBC. See if you feel the same way I do. I mean, I've listened to it a couple of times, and I got to tell you the truth, it's infuriating. And I say that not because I don't like the woman. You know, let's be clear, too. Unlike other groups and other parties, when I don't like somebody, I don't want them dead. That's not the goal. I want her to go spend time with her grandchildren. Get gone. Leave the rest of us alone to live our lives. You don't know better. You'd like to believe you do, but you don't know better. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see, here we go. Take a listen and pay attention, seriously.
We must subject this whole complex, though, to scrutiny in light of what happened and the fact that the inauguration is coming. To that end, I have asked retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to lead an immediate review of security infrastructure, interagency processes, and command and control. The general is a respected leader with experience dealing with crises. As a former Vice Director for Operations, J3, with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, his focus was military support to civilian authorities. Military support to civilian authorities. And he has experience with the national capital region's security. House leadership has worked with General Honoré, seen up close and personal his excellent leadership at the time of Katrina. Particularly Mr. Clyburn was the head of our Katrina task.
So here's what I find interesting about this. She's excited about it because he did such a great job with Katrina. Didn't they scream about the job that was done with Katrina? Weren't the Democrats having a fit because they felt like, you know, that truly the effort, the time, that everything wasn't given to Katrina that it needed to be? I mean, that's what I remember, but, you know, I remember things wrong all the time.
Of course. So he and I and others know full well how fortunate we are that the general has accepted as willing to do this. Members are moving forward with strong oversight from committees, of course, to have after-action review. There is strong interest in the Congress and the 9/11 type commission and outside commission to conduct that after-action review.
A 9/11 type of commission. 3,000 Americans were killed in those buildings by Muslim extremists, right? We know what went on. We know what went down here at the Capitol. And she likens it to a 9/11 event. Nothing about, you know, where Seattle and Portland were actually taken over by Antifa and BLM. City blocks were taken over. No, that didn't bother her.
In the meantime, I'm very grateful to General Honoré for taking on this responsibility.
Yeah,
hey, thanks for watching.
Go away. I don't want to see her. That's not the clip I wanted, but close enough for government work, you know. But when you think about it, right? And you think about what she's saying there. She's honoring somebody who they were tearing apart. There's something wrong with these people. What I wanted to get at when she was talking about when they were rounded up at the Capitol and put in the room, where they all felt like they were going to die. They felt like the Jews at Auschwitz. And why the Jewish community doesn't go into uprising with her? Because they were rounded up for their safety. Right? The Capitol Police were protecting them. How does she compare that to the Jews of Auschwitz? Is she for real? And for you Jewish Democrats to buy this, I'm floored. I'm floored that you allowed her to get away with this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate your time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. If I can buzz him, Julio Rivera is going to join us after the breakies. Senior editor for, God, I screw this up all the time. Every single time I do this with him. Reactionary Times. So head over to reactionarytimes.com, write it down, whatever. Senior editor, young guy, senior editor of Reactionary Times. He wants to talk about whether the labor movement or how involved the labor movement has been in all of this unrest. And I tend to be on his page with that. You can't get that kind of cooperation. You can't get these people together without having somebody like a labor movement behind you. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. One of my favorite guys to have on the show with me. I have a lot of fun with him when he's on. Julio Rivera joins me. He's the senior editor of Reaction Every Time. Now, Julio, before I let you speak, you're not related to that other Rivera fellow, right?
Which one would that be?
The guy with the stash.
Guy with the mustache? No, I am not related to him.
Good.
No,
right, good.
I can't grow a mustache like that, even if I tried. I don't think most people can. I think a Geraldo's mustache has a life of its own. I think it's like its own being, and it just happens to rest on his upper lip.
I think it's a caterpillar, just nobody knows about it. So
exactly, yeah. He still hasn't realized that it's just hanging out on his face. I don't know.
So you and I grew up in some questionable areas of these United States. I grew up in Boston, and you grew up in Jersey. When you look at everything that's gone down with the, whether it's the cheating or what have you, and everybody seems to be so surprised at what's taking place, and I'm going, are you people for real? This has been going on for years. This is actually nothing new. How did we get caught with our pants down? That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah, you know what's crazy? You're absolutely right. You know, Patterson, every couple of elections, we always have like a big scandal, something related to either ballot harvesting or, you know, a voter fraud or something similar to that. Even actually the president had tweeted back in June, we had a special election in Patterson, New Jersey, my hometown, that was rife with fraud. I believe 20% of the ballots were found to be fraudulent in that special election. So basically what we had, I think, in the national election, once they opened it up for widespread mail balloting, especially in these important battleground states, it's basically you take what you've seen happen before in Boston and what I've seen happen before in Patterson, New Jersey, and you extrapolate that over, you know, a larger voting block, which is, you know, statewide in a lot of cases in multiple states. So it made it very, very easy for this to be a stolen election. And I feel really bad for President Trump because he did a great job. He never accepted a penny to do all these wonderful things like fix the economy, like, you know, sign all these new diplomacy deals, you know, involving the Middle East and, you know, trying to keep that region of the world, which is, you know, generally the most explosive, you know, under wraps.
Don't go over that fast. If you think about something, you're younger than I am. I have never known peace in the Middle East. I have never known Israel to get along with any other, well, you know, to be at peace with any other country. Here's a man who came in and made it happen, and they're trying to make him look like the worst thing ever since the plague.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of elements within that D.C. swamp. They profit off of war. War is very profitable for the military-industrial complex, and I think that as long as there's that instability, that fear that at any moment, you know, Iran can hit, you know, Israel with some sort of a bomb attack or they're developing a nuke or anything like that, that fear constantly, you know, continues to fund the flow of money towards that military-industrial complex, and there's a lot of people that stand to make a lot of money when the world is sort of, you know, very, you know, unstable. That instability is very important and very profitable for certain, you know, for certain people in our country. So they don't want to see peace in the Middle East. They don't want to see peace in the world. They don't want to see these things that President Trump worked so hard to bring. And, you know, I think it was one of those things, like, I've always said it, if you give people the opportunity to cheat, or I shouldn't say people, I think you give the Democrats, because they're notorious for it, an opportunity to do it on a large scale like that, and they're going to go ahead and take it. The problem I have, though, is the actual GOP. You know, did they not have the foresight to see that this was going to happen? I mean, I remember this summer, as these things were developing, I was doing, you know, a lot of different radio shows, and that was one of the points I would bring up is, why aren't the, you know, GOP state legislatures in a lot of these places that are going to go ahead and do the mail balloting, why aren't these state-level reps in the legislature fighting on the fact that, you know, these are constitutional issues? You know, if the state legislatures themselves did not vote to make changes to election procedure, that it's unconstitutional and it was a violation of equal protection. You know, nobody really took up that fight. And the people that were around Trump, a lot of them, I think, were snakes. I think these are people that should have been on top of that. Unfortunately, they failed. They failed. They literally failed the president. They failed their party. They failed the American people by allowing the Democrats to go ahead and cheat and steal this election.
Yeah. Look at Chris Christie. I mean, he was a presidential lover. I mean, you couldn't get him away from the president. He was his buddy. And when he got caught doing what most East Coast politicians do, you know, trying to find jobs for all his buddies, he was out of there. And now he's the first one to turn on the president. And now here's a guy that the Democrats, which they're so notorious for this, they hated this guy. They hated Christie. They wanted him to go to jail for, what, a Bridgegate or whatever they were calling it.
Yes,
now,
exactly.
All of a sudden, he's a hero. And he's in the likes of Romney and Ryan and the rest of them. You know, we've got to clean this party up, but I don't think you're going to do it. Their tentacles are too deep into it. Do you agree?
Yeah, yeah, and they pander to the left, people like that, like the Chris Christies, the Mitt Romneys, Rick Santorum, one of your Italian guys. No, I'm just kidding. No, but Santorum, right? He's like, let's say him, right? He's a analyst at CNN, and you know, he was one of the first people to attack the president. You know, after being one of the first people, as soon as he was out of the primary, to support the president. A lot of these people just pander. They like the feeling of having cameras on them. They like going on television, and they like just saying whatever needs to be said at the time to keep themselves relevant. And I think that's what the issue is with Christie. You know, I think Chris Christie wants to be the Democrats' preferred candidate probably for 2024. He'll probably run for president again and get smashed because conservatives aren't going to vote for a guy like Chris Christie. I think that there needs to be, honestly, because, listen, bipartisanship is dead, right? It's become so super polarized.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're totally
so
right.
So super polarized. But then you have these traitors, like these 10 congressional reps that voted for the impeachment of the president, right? So they think that they're going to play ball, and suddenly the left is going to love them. What they don't realize is the left couldn't care less about you if you're a GOP. So don't sit there and try to play to them. You know, just go ahead and stand up for your principles, because what's going to wind up happening is all these weak-kneed Republicans are going to face some primary challenges. Just because Trump is gone does not mean that his supporters and the movement that he stood for is dead. Nothing could be further from the truth. What you're going to wind up seeing is, you know, there's still a lot of state legislatures. The majority of state legislatures are still controlled by the GOP. I think that we're going to have, hopefully, as fair as we possibly can, a midterm election. I think the element of the mail voting isn't going to be there because the coronavirus will be largely.
You are such an optimist. That's all I'm going to say. We have to go to commercial. We're going to have fair elections. Vito, bring me another bottle of wine. We're going to celebrate. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is delivering a dark message regarding the coronavirus cases that continue to rise across the United States.
Truthfully, we remain in a very dark winter. Infection rates are up 34%. More people are being hospitalized because of COVID than ever before.
Biden again calling on Americans to wear face masks for the first 100 days of his administration. With Democrats in control of the House, Senate, and White House, Americans are feeling less confident about the economy to start the new year. That's what a University of Michigan consumer sentiment poll is showing. However, the chief economist of the poll says it's a relatively small decline given the pandemic and recent violent events at the U.S. Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
That is a physical little Latin beat for my buddy. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The one good Clooney, because the other one's useless, you know what I'm saying? So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Welcome back to the show. Julio Rivera, he's the senior editor for Reactionary Times. You know, you need, before we get rolling, because we get to talking and we forget everything, tell people where to find your show, where to find Reactionary Times and all of that.
Well, I'll tell you where you can't find my show right now is YouTube, because we got the platform. We were part of, you know, the purge, which I'd really like to get into what's the implications of that going forward. But you can find me at reactionarytimes.com, reactionarytimes.com, which is real news, unspun news. We try to keep it about who, what, when, where, why. We do have a clearly tagged opinion section, which we run conservative editorials, but we try to report the news as it is in its purest form. You can also read my columns at Newsmax.com, Townhall.com, AmericanThinker.com, BizPack Review, PJ Media, and several others.
We only have an hour, you know.
You know, I can go on for hours, but all the places I work for.
So, you know, it's funny. You mentioned something during the break that I've talked about. I said we are becoming Venezuela North. If you're in California, I've been joking about it tonight. They actually cut our power off. You know, they're now here's a state that spent hundreds of millions of dollars to get windmills, right, to harness the energy of the wind so we can have electricity. And now when it winds up, they shut them down because the transmission lines apparently won't take it in the heavy winds. So they just shut your power off, right? And now I hear they're trying to get people who have generators that are running their houses on generators when the power goes down. You know, because you're not supposed to do that, you know. I don't know why you're not, but you're not supposed to do that. But, you know, you look at that kind of thing going on around you, and they get away with it in California. What's going to keep Joey B. from doing it? You know, we have to fight harder. And we have to have people around us we can trust. You and I were talking about how President Trump had people around him that failed him. That you know, they were in one way they were patting him on the head, and then they were stabbing him in the back at the same time, right?
Yeah. You know, and it's going to get exponentially harder to go ahead and fight our cause. Because you see right now the attack against free speech. You see President Trump, you know, basically getting his social media platforms deplatformed, you know, being deplatformed from them. You see the attack now because one of the things in the stimulus bill, President Trump said that, you know, he wanted a concession for the CDA 230 issue. He never got that. Don't expect the next congressional session to even broach that subject because the liberals like what they have there, you know, with these social media giants having the ability to basically just cut people off, like California electricity, real quick in one fell swoop. They can get rid of a giant swaths of conservative thought leadership in just one moment. The other thing, too, let's talk about what are the major conservative platforms that we've dominated for years and that have helped express our cause to large groups of Americans. You talk about what are we doing right now? We're talking on conservative talk radio. Conservative talk radio falls under the jurisdiction of the FCC. You know, obviously it's not going to be a Jit Pai's FCC anymore. It's going to be more fascistic. Is that a word, fascistic? A more fascist FCC, which is going to go ahead and attack, you know, conservative talk radio. Cumulus already put out a statement, yep. You know, Cumulus, which has, I believe,
Levine,
what is it, like,
and
Shapiro,
and Hannity. Yeah.
Hannity, people like that, that if they talked about voter fraud or it being an illegitimate election or anything about the election being stolen, that they would go ahead and censor and eventually take these people off of talk radio. Now, these are people with listenerships in the, you know, tens of millions if you combine the aggregate amount of listeners that they all have. I suspect that that's probably going to then, now you can project that onto television. You know, you have a really wonderful network that has been growing and increasing in popularity, which I've been on for the last 5 years, which has really helped me and been a partner in building my career, which is Newsmax. Newsmax is probably going to be under FCC attack because right now it's going to become all arbitrary. You know, if like the reason that I got deplatformed on YouTube is that they had a clause in their terms and conditions that says that you cannot do either spam, which we don't do, scams, which we certainly don't do, or misleading information or misleading content. So misleading, that's very arbitrary. They can sit there and say, or deceptive, that's the word that they use, not misleading, deceptive content. So anything, they can sit there and tag anything that they don't agree with as deceptive and go ahead and use that. Now, again, with the FCC, they can go ahead and do the same thing. They could say, well, you know, we don't believe what you're saying is legitimate. You know, how many times do legitimate things that are posted on Facebook receive fact checks where the fact checkers at Facebook try to claim that it's fraudulent even though it's not?
That's
you
nice.
Know, so it's going to be, like I said, exponentially harder. We really have to go all out in 2022. We have to retain some control, some purity of the federal legislature. If we don't, you know, we have to try to get back the House, which we almost got back in the last election. If you look at the map, I think, you know, even though we can joke about, you know, it being next to impossible to ever try to, you know, win elections again now that they have, you know, absolute power, we have to pour everything into the 2022 effort. If we can't get either back the Senate or the House, or, you know, we find ourselves in that position where the Democrats still do have the absolute power by 2022. They'll affect so much change that, like we've always said and we've always warned, once we go past that point of no return, we may never win another election again.
Now, you know, Julio, to your point, I got to tell you, in Georgia, I don't know if you looked at the final numbers, but at one point the Republicans did not come out, even in the numbers that came out in the regular election. So some people say because Trump wasn't on the ticket, but Trump came out and you know, spoke to these people, begged them to come out. And the bottom line was, when you had the people in the street, reporters in the street, talking to these people, they said, why bother? They're going to steal it anyhow. So why should I?
Yeah, but that's bad. That's a lot of that messaging. Listen, that's horrible. A lot of that defeatism was promoted by, like, some of the people who claim to be fighting the cause of Trump. Like, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood were telling people that Brian Kemp is dirty. And listen, I'm not in biggest agreement of the way that Georgia handled the elections. But when you sit there and you try to basically accuse Brian Kemp of being a criminal and saying not to vote, purposefully putting a lot of effort, and these people have millions of followers aggregately, you know, telling them not to vote in the Georgia runoffs for the Republicans, that's something that became a real head scratcher for me, especially when you consider the fundraising element of it. You're talking about the most important Senate race in history, and you had these, I'm just going to call them what they are, grifters, you know, claiming all these, making all these wild election claims. Most of them, as far as the fraud ones, are true. But some of the other stuff that they were saying, you know, in regard to Dominion was a lot of flimsy stuff that was debunked. But these people were raising money for themselves, basically. I feel like, you know, these people are going to disappear with a ton of money once Joe Biden's inaugurated. They never overturned the election. And what they did was cost us Georgia by sullying the reputation of Georgia Republicans there.
I'm still waiting for the Kraken to show up. I don't know quite what that
is. Exactly. There's no Kraken. It was just money stacking by these people. They were just, you know,
I'm not going to give them credit, but let's just call things the way they are. You know, a lot of these courts that were run by the left, a lot of these judges, they could have taken this on. You heard about the fight that the Supreme Court had that I do believe it went down. Here's nine people that should be upholding the Constitution, and Spineless, Mr. Spineless, was more worried about riots in the street, which is none of his business. The law is not based on whether people are going to be teed off or not. So they should have taken these things on. The reality is that when one state sues another, they only have one remedy, and that's the Supreme Court. And the way our founding fathers made it was that's where they were supposed to take it. The Supreme Court should never refuse to hear a case between two states because there's no place else to go. That's it for them. So that was wrong. That was a cowardice act. And I don't know where we go from here with that, but that was a cowardice act, come on, frankly and truthfully.
Yeah,
and
then, I think that's the problem. Actually, one of the negatives about the Supreme Court is that you have, and let's look at that Texas case. You know, you have people that have lifetime appointments, so they'll figure they'll live through this, they'll live past it, and then they'll remain on the court enough.
Okay, hang tight, because we got to go for a break. I got to make some money unless you're cutting the checks. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We're back. I'm back. I don't know about you guys. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, be involved, be engaged, and don't be like them, okay? Don't be a victim of your last tweet or something that somebody said to you or texted you. Make sure you get the information. Make sure you get it right. Make sure you have a clue. Julio Rivera joins me. He's the senior editor of Reactionary Times. And, man, he goes all the way back with us to when we used to call him the Conservarican. Remember? Yeah, way back. So, anyhow, you know, with everything that's going on right now, you know, you grew up in the New Jersey area. I grew up in the Boston area, and I joke about on the show all the time that the mafia has nothing on the Democrats. Seriously. I mean, they could learn a lot from them if they would simply just pay attention. You know, we were talking on the break, and I've been meaning to bring it up, which is, the labor involvement from the labor unions is just horrendous. Now, here in California, SEIU has a boatload of power, and so does the teachers union. Teachers union has a credit line of $60 million. Think about that. $60 million. And they very much get involved in some of the major elections around here where they give money, they walk, they call. And they can make a major league difference because when it comes to, you know, we're all you know, heartstrings, right? Teachers, they teach our kids. They're just angels from heaven. And I have news for you. Like any other industry, they ain't all angels. And the SEIU is another one. They're not in it for the betterment of everybody. They're in it for the betterment of the SEIU. So, you know, they had a lot of involvement in this election, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, that unions are no longer so much to protect the interests of the worker. I think a lot of those battles have largely been waged as far as for, you know, fair wages and mm-hmm. for worker safety and all that. This is the 1900s. You don't have people dying in factory fires and sweatshops or any of that kind of stuff. What they are is they're political machines. You know, what they do is they extort basically from their members, hefty sums in union dues, and then they go ahead and apply that money politically. You know, they will go ahead and listen, you could be a good, decent, Christian, conservative, hardworking person. Your funds will go to further the causes of, things like, you know, say Planned Parenthood or other things that you may morally object to. But one thing that was kind of interesting is the labor union now has taken up the cause of supposedly of Black Lives Matter. You know, pretending or feigning interest in, the black cause or the cause of Black Lives Matter. And let me say, first of all, I believe all lives matter. I believe Black Lives Matter, but I don't believe in Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter itself, to me, is a Marxist organization. They're sitting there, you know, trying to forward the cause of the extreme left, and that's not a good thing. But one of the things in Reactionary Times, we did some proprietary initial reporting. We were able to get some information on one of these union leaders from the Atlanta area who's really been pumping. Atlanta is kind of the hotbed of the whole Black Lives Matter thing. But this guy, Chuck Stiles, who's actually the Teamsters, he's a Teamster boss there, basically has been propping up the whole Black Lives Matter movement. But we did a little research and digging. This guy's never actually took any of that money that was raised by the union to ever support any of the black candidates that were in. And believe me, there's plenty of black politicians in Atlanta. I know that. You know that. They've never actually donated to any of these people, never supported any of these black candidates, and these people engage in, I have a piece on reactionarytimes.com. If you go ahead and look it up, that goes into some of the union abuses over the last year or so, and in a lot of different unions. But in particular, in this particular union that's ran by Chuck Stiles, there's a lot of things going on with no-show jobs, payouts going out to people for phantom work. Just a lot of things, like the worst of what we usually associate with union sort of chicanery is going on there. And the bad part about it is because, you know, Black Lives Matter has become such a buzzword, you know, in America, that people are like, you know, this Chuck Stiles and the union movement as a whole will go ahead and try to purport that they're about the cause of trying to, you know, improve the lives of black people. When really, you know, they're not doing anything in particular to improve the lifestyles of these people. They're not doing any particular larger number of hiring of black people or, like I said, you know, donating any money to causes that actually help black people or black politicians. So it's just all a lie. It's the same way that white liberals jack the Black Lives Matter movement so they can go ahead and get away with a lot of the things that they perpetrated this summer, a lot of the violence, a lot of the destruction of public property and all of these things that were done so supposedly in the name of Black Lives Matter.
Well, when you think about it, you know, tell people, when the Democrat Party realized it was losing traction in the black community, they turned their sights not just to the Hispanic community, but actually to the illegal community. And, you know, right? I mean, they were pushing hard to help these people out. And they're really Americans, too, you know, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And then you watch them, and then when the, what was it, Floyd, the one that kicked this whole thing off, and BLM came to, you know, all of a sudden they started getting power, the Democrats went, whoa, okay, so we'll attack on this front with the illegals, and then we'll get our black brothers, we'll get them back into the fold now, because we're for them. And they're opportunists.
You know what's crazy? You know what's the biggest thing that you can see that proves that the left doesn't care about illegals? is that President Trump in January of 2018 offered to grant some semblance of legalization amnesty, legalized 1.8 million illegal residents, which was the 600,000 dreamers, and then two times that number additionally. Right. The left balked at it because President Trump wanted $25 billion in border funding. How many hundreds of billions of dollars have been wasted in all these coronavirus stimuluses right now? And they were arguing about $25 billion to permanently solve the issue of illegal immigration. They couldn't care less about brown people. They could have legalized the Dreamers. The Dreamers could have already been 2 years, almost 3 years into their pathway to citizenship.
Well, come on. We know they're full of garbage. I mean, look at what they're doing right now. And you look at the stimulus packages and how much money they're willing to give us and how much money they're spending sending overseas. We shouldn't be sending nickel one overseas right now until we get our stuff in order. We can't help everybody. We can't
We have to do gender studies in Iraq. Don't you know that? We have to do Middle Eastern gender studies.
I'm not trying to be rude or mean, but, you know, walk by Joe, drop your drawers, I'll tell you what you are, move on, and I'll do it for a million bucks. You don't have to even pay me 10. You know, this is ridiculous. And again, it's not to make it a better place. So what are we giving Egypt? Are we giving, like, what, $1.4 billion or something along those lines? And we're giving Turkey money? Where do you think they're going to spend that money? They're going to buy arms from Russia. They're not going to buy it from us. They're not going to. What do you think they're going to do with that? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. I think that this is we're really living in scary times. Scary, biblically scary times.
Oh, yeah. But more than just the Democrats taking over, these guys love to kick the can down the road. Now, they're gonna defer more rents. They're going to defer more this. When does the chicken come home to roost? All these people who aren't paying rent, the owners still have to pay the mortgages. Where are they going to go when they come due? Forbearance. People don't realize. Look up the word. It doesn't mean forgiveness. It comes due at some point in time. They're going to tack it onto your rent? Or is the homeless numbers going to go through the roof in L.A. and San Francisco and other places, right?
And I thought it already did. I thought there's going to be, forget it, there's just going to be feces everywhere. Feces and homeless.
There already is.
I know. It's going to get worse, so, you know.
They're talking about San Francisco as a virtual.
Buy platform shoes, Joe, because you're gonna want to be up above all.
I remember those. Yeah, those were. Anyway,
I'm sure you used to wear them. I'm not bright color.
I'm pleading the fifth.
I can see you with the shirt open, with the chest hair. You know, the very Italian.
Hey, the chain, right? Remember the chain? Got to do the chain.
I have the chain.
The hand and the horn. '70s. I don't know what to tell you. Thank you for bringing that back up. Really appreciate it. Bell-bottom pants, the leisure suit. Yeah. Here we go. See, you totally threw me off, my friend.
It's been very early in the morning here. See, where you are, you're in the evening. I am at, it's going to be 7 a.m. in the morning here.
You're in an undisclosed location.
Where
the U.S. government cannot get a hold of you.
No, believe me, they can get a hold of me anywhere in the world. I would never go ahead and put that past them. So.
Well, no, right. But, it's really funny, just to take a swipe at my Christian friends for a minute, I always say the same thing. It's like, they're all calling out for us to pray for the president. They're all calling us, where have you been the last, 3 years, 11 months, and 2 weeks? And the bad part about this, what I'm more worried about, not many people are talking about, but you're already seeing heat up in New York. They're going to go after this guy to ruin him, ruin his family, ruin his finances. We need to stick up for Trump long after he's out of office, don't we?
Yeah, definitely, because I think this is going to be the beginning now. I think legislatively, since they have that, they can go ahead and continue. Like I said, they're going to continue the impeachment hearings after the Senate trial.
Yep.
I don't think that they'll get 67 and impeach him, though. I think that'd be hard. But who knows, with absolute power, if they can do some sort of wrangling to change the rules and maybe impeach and convict him with a simple majority. Who knows?
All right. They're going to cut you off, and I know you don't like that. So head over to Reactionary Times, reactionarytimes.com. Check out Julio Rivera and check out his show. Julio, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Mesita, your host. Listen, people, have a great rest of the weekend. Be safe. Don't be stupid. God bless.